For this Tuesday, January 13th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Indiana Department of Transportation officials say crews will begin alternating lane closures today on State Road 62 near Mount Vernon. According to officials, the lane closures will take place between Gun Club Road and Cabron Road. Crews say one lane will remain open during these alternating lane closures. Work is expected to begin today and take 3 days to complete, depending on the weather. NDOT reminds drivers to slow down, use extra caution, and avoid distractions when traveling in and near work zones. The Posey County Commissioners are still accepting resumes for a full-time animal control officer, but the deadline is quickly approaching. Interested applicants should submit their resumes either by mail or in person to the Posey County Auditor's Office, which is located at 126 East 3rd Street, Room 220 in Mount Vernon. Resumes may also be emailed to megan.greenwell@poseycountyin.gov. All applications must be received no later than this Friday. For more information, contact the Posey County Auditor's Office. Posey girls basketball won at home last night versus Evansville Christian 56-46. Jazz Ward scored 17 points to lead the Vikings. They have won four of their last five games and are 11-7 on the season. North Posey girls basketball has another game this evening at Heritage Hills. The JV game is at 5:30 and the varsity game is at 7 o'clock. Mount Vernon girls basketball has a game tonight at home against Carmi. The varsity game starts at 7 o'clock. The Wildcats hope to end a three-game losing streak as they are 7-13 overall. In high school girls wrestling, there are several North Posey and Mount Vernon state qualifiers from the Bloomington South Regional Meet this past Saturday. There are two North Posey girls wrestling state qualifiers, Kenna Kleinsmith at 110 pounds and Addie Gamblin at 125 pounds. From Mount Vernon girls wrestling, there are also two wrestling state qualifiers, Maddie McCarty at 140 pounds and Ambrin Siddons at 145 pounds. The state finals begin this Friday with the Parade of Champs at 8:30 a.m. Central Time, and the first round begins at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time at the Coliseum at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. From local college sports tonight, Evansville men's basketball has a conference home game versus Bradley at 7 o'clock inside of Ford Center. The Purple Aces are looking for back-to-back Missouri Valley Conference wins after they won Indiana State this past Saturday. UE is 5-13 on the year and 1-6 in the MVC. Evansville played at Bradley back on December 29th and lost 76-68. Indiana men's basketball hits the road to 12th-ranked Michigan State this evening at 6 o'clock. The Hoosiers hope to avoid back-to-back losses as they are 12-4 and 3-2 in the Big Ten. In the NBA from Monday night, the Indiana Pacers won their third straight game as they took down the Boston Celtics at home 98-96. Pascal Siakam hit the game-winning two-point shot with 6 seconds left to get the Pacers the win. Siakam scored 21 points and Jay Huff added 20 points. It's the first three-game winning streak of the season for Indiana. The Pacers are 9-31 and have another home game tomorrow night with the Toronto Raptors. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, January 13th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.